Academy.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Challenge, the podcast all about CBS's The Challenge.
Ooh, that sounds weird, doesn't it?
That is weird.
This is going to be a preview show for the upcoming Challenge USA season.
Love these preview shows. Let's get it on.
Are you sure you love it? Because during the break, you were like, I don't know who these people are.
I know about a third of them this time.
All right. Well, Tim loves these shows because you help explain to him who these people are. And if we're excited.
He forgets that as soon as we stop recording.
I sure do. No, I'll let you guys talk about Big Brother people. I'll just zone out.
Done.
And we'll move on. Yeah.
Head over to ChallengePod.
You better do all the Survivor people then.
Done.
Head over to ChallengePod.com. Join the Facebook group. We had 200,000 people join in between recordings today.
Whoa.
I wish we'd be rich if that many people were downloading the show.
Yeah, because Zuck is going to send us all his money.
Yeah.
Look at these guys. They cover reality shows.
Well, no, but that means they would be downloading the show.
Oh, that's how we get our money.
Yeah.
I see.
I'm just saying.
That'd be nice.
If we get 1 million people listening, we can just do this full time. It'd be great.
Yeah. Help us do that, guys.
Yeah.
Join the Facebook group.
And our Patreon.
And our Patreon. And everywhere else that we do things.
All right. So this upcoming season is the Challenge USA. And they are doing, other shows in different countries.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
And it culminates into the winners of each show then compete on a main show, right? Isn't that how this is going to completely end?
What it sounded like when they first announced this idea.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
Coming from like long-time challenge people that are just into the MTV world, now it's like fucking everywhere is the challenge.
We had to get used to when they started bringing Are You the One people and stuff on the challenge. So that was a phase, right?
People.
That was a phase. And then, and then the next phase was let's bring on Big Brother people and
Survivor
people. And
The Circle.
Yeah. And then
that fucking Christmas love story thing. Like, there's all sorts of fucking random reality people.
Yeah.
From other countries.
So, on this the MTV is kind of version. The culmination of kind of what we've been seeing for the last several years as they phased out Real World, the actual show, and kind of have needed competitors to compete in this show because this show does well.
Yeah.
So. Although I've heard soft rumblings of them trying to redo another Road Rules season.
Oh, really?
No, I think that's the way to go now. I feel like that's it. That it fits.
Bring back the old shows.
I feel like the Road Rules challenges, you could have social media kind of challenges where fans were voting and, was interactive. I feel like Road Rules completely fits with of today's society and culture. I don't see why they don't bring it back.
Yeah. But I like that they're bringing the challenge to CBS, but it is weird to me that no MTV people come to the CBS show other than TJ.
Right.
Like, that's a little weird. They couldn't throw us a CT or a Wes or a...
Yeah.
Some, like, none give
of the
us somebody.
Old, none of the standards, yeah.
Yeah, in the CBS version. That's a little weird. And it's a little weird that there's going to be a CBS challenge and an MTV challenge for at least a season or two. Like, that's strange. It's just a little... Yeah. We're in a weird phase of the challenge life.
Yeah, it's a new era. And we're getting on board. We're going to at least do the CBS show and the MTV show and the All-Stars show. So at least that's what we're into right now.
Yep.
Yeah, have they announced another All-Stars yet?
No, the All-Stars is up in the air. MTV is renewed for 38 and 39.
Yep.
And then now there's the CBS show. But other than that, like, it's just a weird time in the challenge world. Mm-hmm. We're just hanging on and waiting to see what happens, I guess.
Yeah.
It's Paramount making weird decisions. But
we'll see. We'll see how it all works
out. But it's also weird that they're not showing the challenge from other countries that they're doing.
Yeah.
So... I mean, I'm sure there'll be ways to find it, but there's not like an official.
But
like,
they're not just airing them all on. Well, like,
hey, watch the challenge Australia.
And maybe after it airs live in Australia, it'll drop on Paramount. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
It's kind of what I wonder.
Yeah, we'll see.
Especially if they're going to do some big crossover between them all.
Yeah.
No. I mean, there's Big Brother Canada on Paramount. So, you know what I mean?
And Survivor
I feel
Australia.
Like, yeah, exactly. I feel like they might not drop it live time, but I kind of think that maybe they'll put it there after the fact.
Yeah.
Well, who knows?
Who knows? So,
speculations.
All right. We ready to run through this cast list?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who do we got? Go ahead.
We got Dominic. So Dominic, we know him from Survivor Ghost Island. He came in second place. He lost to Wendell. But those two played the game sort of hand in hand, arm in arm, mm-hmm. I don't know, whatever that saying is.
Yeah.
They were a very strong sort of alliance. And I honestly don't remember a lot about Dominic because I was rooting for Wendell the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Except that I remember him being sort of an honest, straightforward kind of player. Got along with his social aptitude.
Was
more
he
than
a firefighter? Was he? I feel like he was some kind of civil servant. I can't remember, but I feel like he was. I can't remember what his job was, but
I can't remember either.
Didn't watch that season.
But he does look a little older. He looks like mid-40s.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other weird thing about the Survivor, or I'm sorry, the Challenge USA. It's not like these young 20-somethings guys.
Yeah, it's going to trend a little older just for the sake of like Big Brother allows way older competitors.
And Survivor.
So does Survivor. Yep. Yes. So yeah, you're going to see definitely a more age span than mm-hmm. maybe we see typically.
So physically, I don't think he's much of a threat, but socially, I think yes. And we'll just mm-hmm. see how his game works out.
Yeah.
Who we got next?
Oh,
my boy Tyson.
Survivor.
Tyson has played several seasons of Survivor. Tokatins, Heroes versus Villains. He won Blood versus Water, and then of course he played Winners at War as well.
I love Tyson. Like, he is one of my favorite Survivor competitors. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to not watch him waste away and be emaciated. Like, that man, every season of Survivor, he looks like a skeleton.
Well, he looks like a skeleton at the beginning of it.
And then it just gets worse and it's terrible.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, I think a lot of what affects Tyson's game is the fact that he can't control that weight loss and compete at that level. Mm-hmm. So let's see when that man gets to eat every day a normal meal, how he really can compete. So I'm excited about Tyson.
I think athletically he'll do well.
Yeah.
He's not the strongest guy in the world, but he's mm-hmm. I think he's got great endurance. He's mm-hmm. he's fast.
Yeah.
Really smart and just
so smart.
Hilarious. This
hilarious.
Fucking guy is so funny.
Love him.
I think he'll make a lot of friends in the house and mm-hmm. socially be a threat.
Agreed.
So that's Tyson.
Yeah.
Tyson.
I only saw him on Winners of War. So.
Oh, really? You didn't see the other ones?
No.
He's good.
I started with like season 39. So I'm not that well versed in Survivor. Well,
no, he jumped to be my Survivor buddy after I think Mom passed. I don't think he really watched much before.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. That. Mom and I watched Survivor. No.
You would like him. He's like very dry.
Yeah, I liked him on Winners of War.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, so that's
she needs somebody to watch Survivor with, so I said I'd do.
Yeah. All right,
there you go. Survivor's a great show. Ben.
Oh, Ben.
Ben's from Survivor. He won Survivor Heroes versus Hustlers versus Healers, whatever the fuck that thing was. And he did okay in Winners at War, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fifth place in Winners at War, it says.
For some reason, I remember him being a little backstabby in Winners at War.
I think politically he is a little backstabby.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's not quite as loyal as some of these players.
But I guess that is kind of the...
He's a gamer. He's in the game. Like, and he's looking for who benefits me in the moment and what can I do to put myself in the right spot. Like, he's a gamer. So, we're going to look for him for strategic gameplay. Yeah. Like, that's where you're going to see... and I think Ben's also smart enough to have watched a previous season or something to kind of figure out how it works. So I think Tyson, too. So that's the exciting thing, too, is that I do think there are several of these people that are competing now that I think are smart players.
Yeah, for sure.
That it'll be exciting to see them kind of cross over and how they react in the world of the challenge.
Mm-hmm. He's also pretty athletic, from what I remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He could be a threat from that capacity, too. We got Tasha. So she was from...
I don't know her. She's from... Like, so there were several years when I was, like, too busy for
Survivor, so I didn't watch it. In this little thing, it calls it Survivor Kageyan, or however you pronounce that word. But I think that was actually the brains versus beauty versus brawn thing. And
she's in beauty for sure. She's gorge.
I think she was actually brains.
Really? She's gorge. Good God.
She's a beautiful woman, but I think she's also really smart, and I think she'll be a pretty serious threat.
Yeah.
She plays second in Survivor Cambodia, so she's played a couple times, and we'll just see how she does.
Yeah. It is interesting that we're not going to have people to sort of school all these new people on how the politics and stuff work. It's just going to be a flat.
Well, that's it. They're going to be very even. Like, it's not going to be like, hey, so-and-so knows how to play this game, and they're going to manipulate everybody. It's
right.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't know how Big Brother works, but Survivor definitely had, like, I wonder if these politics will kind of collide. Big Brother politics versus Survivor politics.
Oh, it sure is. It's a whole different dynamic. Well.
I mean, we've seen Big Brother politics collide with challenge politics.
Right.
Because you play those games completely different.
Except for, I feel like Survivor and Big Brother play very similarly, though. They're big in the blind side game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yeah, I do think that they play more similarly. So it will be interesting to see how they play against, you know, are in the setup of the challenge and kind of voting people into elimination and kind of, you know, and just then too, like that's actually voting somebody into elimination. Whereas in those games, you're just voting somebody off.
Right.
So there's no chance of them coming back. Whereas this is a different, that's a different swing. So that's where they're always trying to play in. You can't blindside completely because these people might come back. Whereas in Survivor and Big Brother, I mean, I guess there's been the battle backs and things like that, but it's typically not the case.
Right. Next up, we've got Sarah Lucina.
Oh, I like Sarah.
I do too. Yes. So yeah, she was on that Cagayan too. She was on the Braun team. She's a police officer. She won Survivor Game Changers, and then she was out fourth in Winners at War. So she's also a very accomplished Survivor player. Mm-hmm. She probably would have won Winners at War if she would have won that fire making challenge.
Mm-hmm.
She's, I mean, the whole.
I don't remember her from Winners at War.
She's just very too clean there, Bri. She's just clean and pretty there.
She worked really closely with Tony. Mm-hmm. They had the cops, alliance. Cops, they're both police officers.
Yep.
I don't remember.
She's a Trumper though, so fuck her.
She is?
Yeah. But she seems nice, but yeah, fuck her.
Oh,
Danny!
So excited. Literally, we watched Survivor that season, and we were just like, he's built for the challenge, and I can't wait to see him.
Love Danny.
Yeah. Love him.
Former NFL player, so yes, athletically, major threat.
Yeah.
Incredibly likable person, just social.
Like
just,
I want to be his bestie.
Yes,
like,
just seems like the nicest guy in the world.
Guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be a major threat. Yes, he's built for the challenge. Yep. He's a rock star.
He's built for the challenge because even when you can't play the manipulative game that you need for Survivor, he can rely on his physical capabilities, you know, in eliminations and challenges to keep him safe. And that will play in his favor.
So. And look at that smile.
Oh, right? That's what I mean. You're going
to vote for a guy with that smile?
Nicest smile ever. Look at that. That's it. No one's going to want to get rid of him because he's just so darn nice.
$1 million smile, that guy. That's Danny. Shan.
Shan
from Survivor Season 41.
Manipulative.
Yep.
Yeah.
She might do well in the challenge.
Is her Shantham going to come over to the challenge world?
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
She's still a pastor now?
She quit to be a social media influencer. Yeah, that's right. That's her main thing now.
She's
I like her. She played the villain role in Survivor pretty well. I do wonder if she's going to be a challenge villain. I think that'd be fun to watch.
Probably.
I think so.
I like her. I like
a villain in life.
Yeah. Politically, she'll be a threat.
I like Shan. I just think that, she's just, she's kind of a villain because she's kind of full of herself and thinks that no one else knows just or is smart enough or capable enough of deciding something. She thinks that even though maybe somebody else presents something to her, she feels like she's figured it out and that she's the smart one. Mm-hmm. And so that will hurt Shan and keep her from going far in the challenge because people will get real pissed off at that. And if she doesn't win, they're going to vote you in.
Yeah, that's the thing. With Survivor, they'll keep people around who they don't like.
Yeah, because
you want to go up against them with the jury. Yeah. But the challenge is a different game. You can just boot out people that you don't like and don't want to win. So good luck, Shan.
Mm-hmm.
Desi, I actually don't remember her. She was in Survivor Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers. I had nothing to say about her. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't watch that season. Sorry, I have no
idea. All right, moving on.
David.
All right, we're into Big Brother people. David. I have no idea who these people are.
What an idiot.
Tell me who David Alexander is.
God bless him. He was terrible on Big Brother. Terrible on Big Brother.
He played two seasons in a row?
Yes.
How often does that happen on Big Brother? Because
he was terrible. Because he was terrible his first season. He literally got crawled. He got out like he was like first or second out.
Why'd they bring him back then?
Because he didn't really get to play.
But was he like impressive in some way? Was he a fan favorite?
No. And then he was terrible in the second season. He got eighth because they drug him to eighth place. And that was it. I hope that he's figured it out, but he was real bad at like playing the game. Like as far as like, he was very bad at the social game, and that's really what it was. Like he could not figure out how to not. He's just not very good socially. He couldn't have a chat with somebody. Like he would just tell somebody what they wanted to hear. Maybe that's really what his thing is. Like he's kind of a people. He would just tell somebody what they want to hear, but then he would just crisscross it with somebody else. And then all they have to do is compare notes. And it was like terrible.
Yeah.
But, he was bad at that kind of stuff. Like he was loyal, to a few people, but then people could change his mind very easily. He just wasn't good at the game of Big Brother. It's all about loyalty and Big Brother. I think that's, or the perception of loyalty. And he was not good.
Is he related to Jason Alexander?
He was not good.
I don't think so. Comparing their complexion.
But I hope that he redeems himself. He's a nice guy. He was just socially terrible. You're just like, David, stop. You're just, like, no, don't do that.
Because 22 was the season of the cookout, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Yep.
Aza.
Okay. Oh, I love Aza.
She's good. Not as far as like a good competitor stuff, but she's a good person.
She looks fun.
She is. She is a super duper fun person. Yeah. I don't think that she probably would have made it as far as she did in Big Brother without the cookout. But then once you got down to the end, she was starting to make very good, what I thought, strategic decisions. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested to see, now that she's kind of had a rookie season out there in a reality competition show, what Aza can do on the channel.
I
don't
know. That's what I was going to say. Only played one season, so she...
was the last season.
Oh, okay.
Big Brother.
Yeah. All right.
So David wasn't on their season.
No, all right. Okay. So he was the one.
So you lied to me.
No, I lied. I didn't remember him in the cookout, I feel like, but... Oh, no, he was with Tiffany. No, Tiffany was in the cookout.
Tiffany
never
was
mind.
In the cookout. So the cookout, Tim.
Yeah.
Was an amazing season.
It was.
So now,
kind of revolution.
CBS Paramount has made this promise that half their cast can be diverse.
Yeah.
So all the African Americans on that last season decided we're all going to form an alliance and kick all the white people out.
And didn't tell anybody, right?
Didn't tell anybody. They made it the point they were never all in the same room at the same time.
Talk right. about it.
So nobody would have any ideas.
Yep. Yeah.
And then Tiffany, who we'll get to later, came up with the idea that they all needed to team up with somebody.
A person outside.
A person outside their alliance.
So that was, to the outside world, them and their non-person of color partner was their alliance.
Right.
And
so then people would try to put them up on the block.
Right.
Together. It's
like, we got to break that alliance up.
And then the cookout would vote out the other non-person.
Not knowing that they are essentially hooking up with the sacrificial lamb.
Right.
So the cookout is the name of that alliance.
Yes.
Okay.
And they executed it perfectly.
I mean, like you've never seen before. I mean, there were a couple of times where you worried that egos and personalities were going to get in the way. But I was super impressed with how they kept that mission strong. And like, they did it, man.
Yeah.
They did it. It was incredible to watch.
Absolutely people incredible. Voted out their best friends in the show. Like they became really close with other people outside
because
of the alliance.
They had to because they couldn't.
And they're just like, I have to vote this person out.
Yeah. Right.
I can't help it.
Yeah.
It was an amazing thing to watch.
Oh, yeah. And towards the end, it got real hard because they got real, you know, it was like, I don't want to get rid of my person. You go get rid of your person.
Right.
And yeah.
That was it. There was a lot of that, like, because they had formed such close relationships because they didn't really spend time together with each other, the cookout group. They spent time with those others.
Yep.
It was incredible.
It was great to watch.
Next up, we got Alyssa.
Alyssa. Yep.
She was also on that season.
But
she was not part of the cookout.
Right, obviously.
She was a sacrificial lamb.
I can tell that by looking at her.
Yep.
Yep.
Is she good?
I think good physically.
Yeah, she's got good endurance. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like she was good at the endurance stuff. Like
that's important in Big Brother.
I think she'd be very agile. You know, I don't know how she feels about heights, but she might do well on some of.
No.
Yeah,
she'll be good. She probably won't win, but she'll be a good like mid-level competitor. Tiffany.
I'm super hyped about Tiffany. I love her.
She's the one who came up with the plan. To pair up with people outside of their
Okay. So she's smart.
She's a good political player.
Yeah.
She can do some of the physical stuff.
Yeah, she looks physical.
She'll figure. Yeah. Oh, she's incredibly like.
She also won't put up with people's bullshit.
She looks intense, man. Yeah. In that picture, she looks a little intense. You don't want to fuck with her.
But she's very mom. Like she's like very mama bear. Like very, you know, nice and sweet. But she's smart and she knows how to manipulate and play the games and
loves the letter T. Got it on her arm.
Realistically, the only reason she didn't win that season is because everybody else on the cookout knew that she would win if she made it to the final, which is why they took her out in sixth. Because she did. I mean, she had the best story. She would have won. She made the plan. Because
Big Brother, the viewers vote the winner, right?
Jury. Just like Survivor. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't the first season the viewers picked the winner?
Maybe.
I don't know. The viewers get to vote on all kinds of weird little stuff.
You get to vote on America's Favorite. I don't think she won that though. Did she?
But no, you get to, or did she? No,
I thought Derek won.
Oh, did Derek win?
I don't know.
Who knows?
I can't remember now. It's too long ago.
Enzo.
Enzo. He looks like he played Big Brother pretty well. It looks like third and second.
Yes, Enzo is incredible at Enzo. Big Brother. It's incredible to me that he was able to come back after all, you know, those seasons, and then again, fucking smoke the season
22 off.
I mean, it's incredible, because I would have thought immediately Sony would be like, nah, he's not gonna be able to do it, and he did it again. And I mean,
he's very much a Jersey guy. He reminds me of like Frank the Entertainer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he looks vaguely like Frank the Entertainer. Like they could be brothers. Just
he sounds like that. He very
strong chin, shaved head.
I don't think he lives with his mom though.
No,
but he used to.
Well, sure, everybody used to.
He looks strong. I'm excited. Looks like athletically, he would be.
He might be like, I don't think he's as agile as CT, but like he may be like a CT kind of esque character. For the season.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's Enzo. Oh, this guy looks really friendly.
I love him too.
Xavier.
Don't let the smile fool you.
Oh, he's the winner. This is the guy that organized the cookout, right? I've heard tell of him.
He's good.
Yes. Yeah.
Politically, he can probably destroy just about anybody else.
And just smart. Like Danny, he's look at that smile.
He's a
just
lawyer.
Like
a very he's a lawyer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then there you go.
He knows how to persuade
people.
And I'm interested to see if him and Azza are anything. Like, I think that they were going to get together after the season. No?
Derek, Baby D, and Azza have just started dating.
Okay. Well, I love X. He was absolutely amazing on Big Brother, and he's charming.
Well, a lawyer, so he's got to be smart.
He's smart.
Just looking at him, knowing nothing.
Didn't tell anybody he was a lawyer.
No, he didn't.
Also smart, probably.
He hid that, yeah.
He's not going to be able to hide that from the challenge.
For he told people he was like a bartender and he couldn't make a drink. And then he said something else really, really smart one day and was like, somebody's like,
he ain't no bartender.
He's not like a lawyer. And then it was like, he's brilliant, and he knows how to manipulate and kind of keep quiet when he needs to, and speak up when he needs to. So
physically, he's an amazing.
Physically, too. He's just super athletic.
He's one to look out for then. In the challenge.
Yeah. As soon as we heard that he might be on the series, we were like, shit, he may
hyped.
He may win this one too.
Listen, right. And I like him so much, and he's a nice guy. I hope that him and Danny like hook up and like they're buds and like they're buds and they work together in this game, because I would really like him and Danny together, I think, because I like them both so much.
All right, so there's Xavier. Who else we got?
Oh, Lord. Angela. She's in she's back from season 20. So she's a few seasons ago in Big Brother.
Cute though.
She's smart. She plays the game, you know, she played the game pretty smart. She's very athletic.
She looks athletic.
So I think she's kind of like a Kellyanne, you know what I mean? Physicality. Well,
she was on KC season, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Flighty like Kellyanne, a little flighty.
A little bit, maybe.
Yeah, she's from like a beach town.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so if that makes any sense. So,
she into yoga and tarot cards?
Probably. I don't know about tarot
cards. She's not definitely quite. Yoga. Yeah, she's not. Does she quite own a the magic granola. Eight? She's not quite the granola Kellyanne, but I mean, as far as like yoga and like being physically fit and kind of kind of stealthily athletic, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Kind of people don't look at her as being super, but she is. She was good.
Yeah. All right, and then we got
Baby D.
He's the other smart one. You want to talk about smart?
Yeah.
Ugh, this man. brilliant. And the only reason he didn't win is because he wasn't a cookout member.
I was going to say, he was on that same season.
He legitimately went out the last member.
He was the last non-cookout member.
Right?
No.
No, it was
he came out 10th. Angela, and there was like six of them, wasn't there?
Oh, that's right. There were six of them. So,
but I think it was a chance of opportunity. They knew if they didn't take him out at this point, they might not get a chance to.
And that was smart because I do feel like he was starting to kind of figure it out a little bit, I think. Mm-hmm. I think he was starting to be perceptive and like realize what was going on.
Yeah.
And it was just a matter of time before.
Because there's a point. Because Hannah.
Oh, well, Hannah was his cookout partner.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think all of the white people were gone at this point.
Mm. And then that's when Derek.
So we still had other people of color, but they weren't in the African American Alliance.
But I think Derek and Alyssa talked about
it. I think they're like, did you notice all the white people are gone? So he started to put stuff together.
All people of color left?
Yeah. Like, this is amazing. Somebody of color is going to win, and all the African American people were like, yep.
Yeah, no, no.
Sure are.
No, not just a person of color, friend.
Yeah. Well, he looks athletic. I mean, this is just, I know nothing about him. Athletically, maybe not so great.
Apparently
not.
He's athletic.
He's very lean. He's probably really good for endurance.
Strength-based stuff. Probably not strength-based stuff. Maybe not.
But puzzles.
But the freaking challenge puzzles, him and X are going to be amazing. I think Tiffany's going to be good at the challenge puzzles.
Yeah. I'm excited to see him.
The challenge does have things, and I mean, we haven't seen the CBS version. They have things that are very much strength based.
Yeah.
And so, guys like him kind of worry me sometimes where it's put him against Derek.
Carry this back and forth, heavy things, and stuff like that.
But there's two Dereks that season.
Big D and Little D.
So there was Big D and Baby D.
Baby D.
Yeah. Big D was Smokin' Joe Frazier, the boxer. His son.
Oh, okay. Big muscular dude, I'm guessing.
No, big fat dude.
Oh.
Big gay fat dude.
Chubby dude.
Oh, wow.
But he's one of those people you're like, man, I want that dude to be my best friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
But so they had to come up with something other than Derek. So it was Big D, Baby D.
Gotcha. So that's Baby D.
Yeah.
All right.
Kylan. He's going to be controversial.
He's a
cookout member.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about why.
Kylan almost the reason that the cookout didn't end up making it all the way to the end, though.
Oh, he defected.
No, they'd just be tired of Kylan.
He just would come up with stupid ideas like, oh, but I don't want to do that. And it's like, you have to do that. That's part of the plan.
Part of the plan.
But that's not what I want to do. Nope. And it's like, doesn't matter.
Kylan.
And then Xavier X voted him out, and they got to the point where Julie was over the intercom telling them to get apart from each other because
they were gonna fight him and Xavier.
X, yeah.
Okay. They call him X.
Okay. X. Well, that's what they called him in Big Brother. I don't know if that's what.
I
don't know if that's really what it goes by in Big Brother. I feel like everybody gives each other these weird nicknames, and that's kind of like some weird thing.
I bet it'll go by X on the challenge if he went by that on Big Brother. Yeah. I mean, that's what people know him as.
So he's. He's squirrely. He is squirrely. He can blow up people's plans really easy, even when he's part of them.
He doesn't look the type. Oh, yeah. He looks a very friendly face. He looks
very friendly, but that face is almost kind of it almost kind of creates anxiety.
Because I think he was one of the people that was championing, even though they weren't at that point yet, we should vote out Tiffany. I think she's going to be causing problems. And everybody's like, the fuck are you doing? You stick to the plan.
Stick to the plan. Right. None of us go until they are gone. Everybody else is gone. Yeah.
Yeah. He did well, though. Fourth place, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Kylan. He's a mess, kind of.
That's Kylan. All right, we're into Amazing Race.
Kayla.
Yeah, and I don't know.
All right, knowing nothing. We got to figure out who these people are, knowing nothing.
Right.
Yep. No idea.
No.
She won first place, I bet.
Okay. She does not look super muscular, but maybe she's athletic. She looks funny.
She looks like a funny person. She looks fun.
Yeah, she looks like she'll entertain them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got nothing else for Kayla.
I don't know.
Listen, I tell you what, you place an amazing race, you got to have something in you. I definitely feel like that game, requires a lot of
quick thinking,
and then two, persistence. There's a lot of things that end up being very trying, and so if you don't finish the task and get your next clue, I think that she's evidently shown that she'll fight through some horrible thing, because there's always somebody who's like searching in bales of hay on this thing for a key, like hours into the night.
Yes. I've never seen an episode of that show.
Oh my God. I used to love Amazing Race. It was another mom show. Like her and I watched Amazing Race.
She got
Race
second
together.
Place. So she, yeah, she's got to be, so she's got to be
yeah,
good.
Yeah, she's got to be good.
Leo has played another, several times on Amazing Race.
He has. And all seasons I haven't seen. So
he looks like a Johnny Bananas. Doesn't he look like a Johnny Bananas?
It's the hair and the beard.
Right. Yeah, for sure. That could easily be Johnny Bananas.
He doesn't look like he walks through an airport close to a Wendy's.
He looks like he does not have an ounce of humor in his body.
Probably not.
But I don't know. Athletic, maybe?
I don't know. Yeah. He looks, yeah. All right. I mean, in Amazing Race, you don't have to be like super athletic. It's more about smarts, really. I feel like Amazing Race is more an intellect and then a running game. So you need to be like an endurance runner, like because it's the racing to the finish lines and things like that. And then besides that, it's smarts. Like
he's
you have
placed
to be smart.
Well in every season, fourth, and third.
So either him or his partner, because you know it's a partner game. His partner was smart. So I don't know. Who knows?
All right, we'll see. This guy, James.
James Wallington.
Right?
He looks British. Oh. And the name sounds British, too.
He was the winner.
He was the winner of Amazing Race.
He looks smart to me. So that makes sense. You know
he does
I mean?
Look smart. He looks like he's got good endurance. He does not look particularly strong. Hmm. He looks kind of like condescending.
He looks like he comes from money.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to hang out with this guy for some reason. I'm jealous of his hair, too.
Yeah. It's all about where he's got that zipper placed and that collar popped. He's got like, that's really collar. What it is in his photo. And it's like the stars are like right next to him over there. I feel like it's just very...
So we're not a fan of James Wallington?
He looks like a politician.
Not so far.
He looks like a politician.
All right, he can fuck off. James fuck Wallington, fuck off. Oh, this fucking guy.
This guy, though.
Chazzle.
I don't know who this
Cashel?
Guy
is. Cashel.
Cashel Barnett from Love Island.
He was from Love Island. Dumped day 17. That's a weird way to say who wins this.
That's how they leave, evidently. Mm.
His shirt is far too tight and his eyes far too sultry.
But I know. It
seems like you want to have a drink with him.
You'd have a drink with this guy?
Sure.
He looks like a douchebag.
He'd probably buy me a drink.
that dark eye, that shadow he's got going on, those squinty eyes, does kind of do something.
he's got those squinty half-closed eyes that make him look a little sultry.
Mm-hmm.
I like the shaved head and the beard, though. I'm into that whole style. It's my thing.
Well, yeah, the tight
it's like
beard,
looking
though.
In a mirror.
It's like way tight.
Me and Cashel.
No,
yes,
you got, like your this. Beard is okay. No, like, listen, I prefer that beard.
You prefer this guy's beard?
Yeah, a
this guy
beard
sucks.
Like that than like a giant beard.
She wants a high and tight, Tim.
Yeah, oh my God.
Fuck that.
The scruff is better than the giant beard.
All right, it's hard to know what
the
these,
older you
especially
get,
Love Island.
The
like,
beards just look old.
It's hard to speculate on how they're going to be politically, other than like look at their body and guess how athletic they are.
Yeah.
But looks can be deceiving too, because this guy looks strong.
Oh yeah, we've seen that
but
before.
Maybe his balance sucks. Maybe his endurance sucks.
Yeah, like what was that? Ty in the challenge?
Yes, Ty looks like a monster, but he gasses all the time.
Not Tyrese. Ty.
Oh, Ty.
Yeah,
that's right.
Ty. Yeah. So we'll see how these guys do. It's hard to understand who these people are just looking at a picture.
Yeah.
Kyra. She looks nice.
She's got a tattoo sleeve. She must be dumb. She must be fun. I don't know.
Looks like she's got lip injections, so not a fan of that.
Nope.
Fake eyebrows.
Nope.
All right.
Fake eyebrows. I don't know if her eyebrows are fake.
You don't think those eyebrows are fake?
You don't think they're like filled in?
Oh, yeah, they're filled in, but they're not like fake. Like, I mean.
What else are fake eyebrows? Well, like, obviously, we're all born with something.
She didn't grab like eyebrows from like Bert from Sesame Street and put them on.
Makeup, friends, okay? It's not like your eyebrows are fake. Just it's called
use
makeup.
A mascara to like fill it in.
Sure, but it's just makeup.
She was dumped day 24. I have no idea if that's good or bad.
Yeah.
That's Kyra. All right. Ooh, this guy looks good. Ooh. Melvin.
But is
Cinco
he,
Holland.
Is he one of our favorite or our, glamour muscle guys?
Yes.
He's got one of those eye looks too. What's he doing with his eyes? I don't know, but
yeah,
nice to look at. He looks very friendly and he looks gigantic.
He's gigantic. And but then those could be...
And
yes, this could be
Cinco.
Glamour muscles.
And his name, and his on his jersey, it says Cinco, which I love.
Melvin Cinco. I wonder why they call him
that.
That's
his nickname, Cinco. Five.
But yeah, we see on the challenge, stronger is not always better because endurance is a big part. Some of these super big muscular guys don't do so well because they can't really run. They, sometimes being
heavier
is a disadvantage.
Too bad Michelle's not here. She watched Love Island in preparation for this season of the challenge.
Michelle.
Oh, did she?
Catalano?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Should have got her on the phone.
Yeah, we should have, because I don't know anything about Melvin. Nope. But he looks like a nice guy.
Melvin.
Yeah. And
he does look very nice.
All I know about Melvin is that's from Bill and Ted. That's what they call wedgies.
Oh, really?
Melvin. Melvin.
Yeah. Melvin was also his name in Toxic Avenger, right?
Maybe.
Is that his real name?
Seems right.
I think it was. All right, now we got Justine. She won Love Island 2. I wonder why. She's gorgeous.
Right?
Other than that, I have no idea.
Yeah, what the criteria are to win Love Island. Yeah, yeah. No idea.
She's
very pretty.
What kind of strategy do you have to use to win Love Island?
She's got boobs. I don't know. She looks nice. Justine, I don't know. Nothing else to say about Justine.
Right.
Cachet?
Cachet. She looks adorable.
She does. She
looks like I want to be her bestie. She's got a smile that could light up a room.
She looks very happy to be there.
Yeah.
Shaved head, purple hair. It's kind of cool. Kind of a cool look. Yeah. She looks athletic. Endurance wise, she looks like a threat. Endurance
She looks like a, you know, some of our challenge competitors that were kind of the real athletic types, like an Evelyn maybe. Like, hopefully she's real athletic like that, I hope.
Yeah, she looks. Yeah, she looks.
She does.
Strong and, and lean, like an endurance champ.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how she does.
She's a swimmer.
This fucking guy with the hat.
He's got a bucket hat.
This guy looks crazy.
It's a bucket hat, Tim.
Giovanni Vega.
Giovanni. Yeah. No, that's a fisherman's cap.
It's a bucket hat.
I've lost that war, but I swear to God, that's a fisherman's cap.
Mm-hmm.
Bucket hat. Giovanni.
Delta Day 17. Mm-hmm. Sure.
He looks like a friendly guy. I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know about her. Ooh, I don't
she
like
looks
her.
Like trouble.
Nah,
Shannon. St.
She looks
Claire.
Like Karen.
That's what I'm saying. Like she looks like trouble. She's gonna.
She does. She looks like
stir up some problems.
She looks like Beth.
She looks like a.
Doesn't
bitch.
She look like how Beth's photos? Like when Beth takes a promo photo for the challenge. That's what it looks like.
Bleach blonde hair, lip injections, bright pink lipstick.
Looks mad.
RBF. Fake eyebrows. Massive RBF.
What's RBF?
Rusting bitch face.
You think she looks like a bitch? Yeah, she looks
kind of smiling
like a bitch
right
there. Yeah.
But if she was like not thinking about anything and just sitting there, she would have RBF. I'm 100% on.
Yeah. If I was,
I can look at her. And
if I was like
that.
Working at a McDonald's and she walked up, I'd
be like,
I'd be like,
ew,
fuck.
Gross. I don't want
to
deal with
what's
her.
What's she gonna fucking say to me?
Right?
She ain't working at no McDonald's.
So that's Shannon.
And what's it say? Walked.
Walked day 31.
She must have quit.
She left. She walked out.
Fuck this shit.
All right, Shannon. Seems like you suck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Into her. Sally?
Right. She got lip injections. For sure, for sure.
For sure.
Looks kind of like a Jessica Alba with huge lips.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. Looks like she took like the vacuum cleaner and like stuck it on her mouth and then...
I don't understand why girls think they need to do that.
It never looks good.
It doesn't.
Does it? No. I would much really prefer thinner natural lips.
If they're going to do it,
that is.
They should do it like on the last Jackass movie where you have to get stung in the lip by a scorpion.
That's right. She looks like a bitch too. Looks kind of vapid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I bet Tim would like it.
Like what?
Her just being bitchy to you, you'd be like, oh yeah, I like that.
I'm into bitchy women.
Are you? Oh god.
It's my kink. It's my kink. And that's I guess that's it. We're gonna end this with Sally Vasquez.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm pumped about all
the rundown
the
where
big
we know half the
and survivor
yeah.
people.
Yeah. It's fine.
I feel like though that's I mean, we started what was it? The War of the Worlds that way, right?
Yeah.
We only knew half.
Yep.
I
don't think we speculated on them just based on their appearance though, but that was fun. that was fun to judge them by one fucking photo. They've been on TV for multiple episodes.
As your second episode and you've been drinking a little bit, you're like, okay, we can talk about you from your looks. Like that's not shallow AF.
But it's totally shallow AF, but who cares?
That's what we do.
Yeah, no.
So from the people we do know, does anybody have a front runner that they think may take it?
I think X has a good chance. I think that those Big Brother players that played together that season together, because I think that
the cookout part
two. I think
that two?
Derek, yeah, I think that Derek didn't get to be a part of the cookout, but I think that on this show, that easily that him, Tiffany, Kylan will be their weirdo that kind of tries to like leave, because Kylan's like always trying to do this personal game on the side, like what's best for Kylan, instead of playing with kind of the group. So I definitely think that we'll see them bond together, those Big Brother players. Whereas like the Seasons of Survivor players that are here, there aren't as many that like know or like that have like worked with each other or like know each other as well. Whereas that season of Big Brother is pretty hardy. Now it's the Love Island people.
But people are going to be watching them too for that same exact reason. Yeah. They're going to be watching for that.
But and then Love Island, there are several people from the same season there. So I don't know how those people get along or if they would work together. But the Love Islands are only, there's only like two of them. So those players are kind of from the same group. So I think immediately what you'll see is people kind of pairing up with their shows and their seasons from their shows. But it'll be interesting to see kind of how that breaks apart and kind of who, what relationships form kind of intermingled between the different ones.
Yeah.
So
I'm rooting for Danny. I just really like almost everything about that guy.
I love
very excited Danny, about him.
But yeah, I think that X has more of the game play factor. And then I think Tiffany for the girls.
What about you, Wolfie? Who are you rooting for?
Well, I want X. I really want X and Enzo to team up and just run everything, because that'd be great.
Yeah, it would be.
But I do love Danny too.
I know. So I like a lot of them. I love Derek. Like, he's one of my faves.
Yeah. I just know I don't watch Big Brother. I only watch Survivor out of all of these shows. So I'm just rooting for the Survivor people. That's all.
Right.
That's where it stops and starts for me.
We got some time. You should watch Big Brother season 23.
I don't want to start on the Big Brother train, man. I'm not gonna be able to stop myself. Like, I know myself to not fucking do that.
You can watch a season that's already done.
How many episodes are in a season?
I don't know.
I mean, it's gotta be a lot, isn't it? 3 a week or something like that for how many weeks?
3 months.
Oh fuck. 12 weeks, 36 episodes or something, hour long episodes?
Yeah.
No chance in hell. No, there's no way.
You put it on in the background while you're working.
No way am I gonna be able to do that. 36 episodes in like 4 days or however long.
Do it.
9 episodes a day for the next couple of days. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm rooting for the Survivor people. I love Danny so much. I think Tyson has a really good shot, because he's like, endurance matters a lot in the challenge, and so does politics. And I think he's good at both of those. So Tyson stands a good shot. I feel like I only feel comfortable talking about the Survivor people.
Yeah.
But Wolfie, did you see they put up to watch the first, I don't know, three minutes or something? Did you watch it?
No, somebody sent it to me. I think Joe sent it to me. And I was like, yeah, I don't watch that shit, because all it does is give you blue balls. So
it was kind of cool, because it was, I mean, I'll tell you what it was. It was just TJ walking out and kind of introducing people. Introducing people and talking about the game. And then a lot of the people that were playing kind of hemming and hawing about how much they love the challenge and how excited they are to see TJ. Very reminiscent of the MTV show. I mean, it like felt like I was watching the MTV show. So it's going to be a little weird and maybe a little uncomfortable to watch a show that's very similar on a different network with different people, because none of these people have ever been on the MTV show. So it's going to be interesting.
I just found a Big Brother 23 recap in 14 minutes.
Okay. I'll dedicate 14 minutes to it.
You can watch that and catch up with that season, because
I think that's been the
best season I've watched so far. I haven't watched a ton of them, but just the strategy of trying to keep this group together, I think, was amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's hysterical that like I'm like the largest reality show fan out of all of us. Like, I watch all the garbage. And I would, if I had more time, I would have watched all those seasons of Survivor.
Yeah.
Love Island might not ever be my game, though. I'm not into the Bachelor, Bachelorette shows.
And I tried the X on the Beach with MTV.
Did you try it, too?
I tried the one with Laurel and fucking Nicole and shit.
I can't figure out the rules of it. I don't even know. I don't like it.
Couldn't tolerate it.
Laurel.
Yeah, I'm not into the love shows, but I am way into competition reality shows.
I am too, but I'm a little too much into them, so I need to monitor myself, because I get, once you start getting on like all the subreddits and following things,
I can easily avoid all the social media aspects of it and just watch the show.
I'm too into it. When I get in, man, I get in.
So I had to give up. Like, I was like that with Big Brother. I was putting way too much time. I was like watching the live feeds late at night and shit. And I was like, yeah, you have to go to work. Like, you have to have a livelihood. So.
No, you don't.
unless all proof. The viewers want to pay for me, all the listeners out there want to pay for me to quit my job and do this full time, I would love to watch this stuff full time.
Speaking of that, how can they do that, Wolfie?
Right?
They can go to challengepod.com, join our Facebook group. We've had 20,000 join just since we started this episode.
Whoa!
Incredible.
And they can also join our Patreon. What do people get when they join our Patreon, Tim?
All right, $1 a month. You can listen to after shows, pre-shows, mid-shows, all the fun stuff. If you want to hear us talk about non-challenge shit, that's how you do it. Give us a dollar. $5 a month, you can watch us on video. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
$2 a month, we see your name.
I do it every episode.
What did you do, flick it off?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never noticed it. Yeah. $2 a month, we say your name. Thank you, Abby, Allie, Alphonse, Alvin, Amanda, Anais, Andrea, Andrew, Angela, Bell, Brian, Cab, Carlin, Caroline, Cassandra, Christian, Christopher, Clint, Danielle, Daz, Ellen, Emily, Ari, Greg, Heidi, Isabella, Jacqueline, Jamie, Janelle, Jim, Julie, Catherine, Katie, Kyla, Laura, Leanne, Lily, LJ, Luke, Madeline, Mendy, Misty, Nicole, Roldan, Ryan, Sarah, Scott.
Page two,
Seth, Shakar, Stan, Tara, Taylor, Xavier, and Zach.
Woo! Thank you, everybody.
Good times, everybody.
The best of times.
Thanks.
Very excited for the new era of the challenge on two channels at once this time. New players playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a learning experience for all of us.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll see a big influx of people watching the challenge this season.
Yeah.
And listening to us.
Yes. Yeah.
Playing along as we, you can chat with us. We broadcast live every time we go. So join the Facebook group. You can get notifications when we go live. You can chat with us.
Or you can just text Tim and Tim will text you personally to let you know we're going live.
That's right. We occasionally do call-in shows where I tell everybody my phone number and then they just save it. Yeah. They just fucking save the phone number and text me later.
I wonder if people are starstruck. They're like, I got Tim's phone number.
Oh, man. They have no idea how pathetic that is. That's what they're impressed by.
Back in the day on Drunken Zombie, we interviewed Zachary Levi once.
Oh, really?
And Randy, like, stored his phone number in his phone. Never called him, but he's just like, I have Zachary Levi's phone number.
Yeah, just to say you have it.
Yeah.
So when I probably told you guys this, when I had Leroy cut my hair in Vegas.
Yeah.
He called Johnny Bananas. Yes, I had Leroy's number, but then he called Johnny Bananas and handed me the phone. So I had his phone in my hand listening, and Bananas did not answer. But it said, you know, the phone number you are reach, or the number you are trying to reach, 7128 47. I was like, oh, I got to remember this. And I
three numbers in, you're like, I forgot already.
Yep, I forgot it completely. Yeah. But I was like,
see, this is why we can't run down to an answer key. That's try right. to memorize it.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was gone instantly. Yeah. But I was this close to having Bananas' number. This close.
I can't remember stuff like that either, though. I'm a visual. Like, I almost get, like, weird stills of, like, visually I could remember things better than I can. Like,
there was numbers. No chance I was ever going to be able to remember.
You say something. Somebody introduced themselves to me. 2 minutes later, I will forget their name. Like, it's awful. I try to do the repeat the name thing. I try all the things that people say. Like, repeat their name. Look them in the face. Like,
repeat the name works for me.
I'm awful.
I do the repeat.
Like, hi, I'm Derek. Derek. Derek.
Oh, no.
Derek. And they're like, what is happening?
No, I say it in my head. Like, I say, it's so nice to meet you. And I repeat their name to them. And then in my head, I go over and over and over again. But I swear to God.
I'm much more casual. I'm like, oh, Derek. Okay, it's nice to meet you, Derek. Derek, what's your favorite color?
We had a new employee.
Derek.
Whose name was pronounced just a little different.
Derek.
Then, like, it was written, and I swear it took me, like, a month to freaking get that right. Like, I felt so bad. I was like, oh, my God, I'm such a shitty human that I can't get this person's name right.
I am currently dealing with that because I don't know if this woman's name is Margie or Margie, and she's told me 3 or 4 times, and God. I just can't remember.
Right?
And so I just avoid calling her by name.
It's horrible.
And it's really embarrassing.
No. You got to ask somebody else that would know. That's what you got to do, Tim.
But then I'll forget again. Then I'll forget again.
Then I write it down phonetically. I had this one person's name written down phonetically, like inside of my like work cabinet so that no one else could see it, but I could flip it out and it was like phonetically spelled out for me so that I wouldn't screw it up. Like, because I really don't want to. Like, it's, it really hurts my heart if I mess up your name, but I can't remember because I'm an idiot.
Preach. I'm the same way.
Hey, what are you gonna do?
Must be the ADHD people.
It is totally that.
Yes. I'm sure it is.
All right.
All right.
Yeah. See, I just have the awkward interactions where I say something stupid.
Brian just worries about what he says.
Then I think about it for like 5 years.
What's, give me an example. What's something stupid?
Well, not even, I don't know. I don't have like a specific example, but like sometimes we'll get delivery and there'll just be an awkward interaction.
Yeah.
And I'll feel bad that it was awkward for that person. And then I'll think about it for like a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a food delivery person?
Yeah. Yeah. Like somebody I may never see again in my life.
Oh, yeah. I have awkward interactions all the time, and I just push that shit out of my head.
Like
what's the point of
yeah. Something I know that would have happened to you.
Okay.
Because you worked at a movie theater.
I did.
So, you know, you buy your shit, mm-hmm. and then, you know, you're leaving the counter, and they're like, all right, enjoy your movie. And then I just instinctually would say,
you too.
Right.
I'll think about that for a week.
Yeah, I can tell you, working in a movie theater, we hear that.
And who cares?
10 to 20 times a
shift. You didn't even care, right? Nope. Yeah, you didn't think anything of it. You just went on with your day.
Nothing, because we hear it so often.
Yeah. Right?
So
like, man, yeah. Okay. Nope, but in my head,
you're always
replay it because I'm like, how could I have fixed that situation?
You're going to revisit it next time.
Yep.
What would you say next? What would you say next time?
Thanks so much. Have a good night.
Thanks. And just left.
Yep. I just say,
thanks. Okay. Have a good one.
Yep.
And then gone.
But just, okay. Okay. Don't reciprocate at all. Just say, okay.
Don't say thank you. Tim's again, yeah. Social night.
You're like, yes, ma'am. Take it like an order. Have a good night. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Enjoy the movie. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
That's right.
So that's just the shit I deal with. I don't deal with forgetting people's names or anything.
No.
So.
Yeah.
If I do forget their names, I just turn into Tim. I just find an aspect about them and call them that. Hey, striped shirt.
That's baldy. That's stinky. That's hairy balls.
How would you know that?
You don't know? I know everybody.
No.
I do all those things. Like I put those like psychotic reminders. Like I'm just like, I don't want to be wrong. I don't want to say something wrong. I don't want to do things wrong. So I try so hard to.
See, you would get this. She won't get this.
Mm-hmm.
She seems like she needs the Michael Scott Rolodex way of remembering stuff.
Yeah.
Where he's everything color coded in it all in his Rolodex.
Green means go ahead and don't say it.
Yep.
Orange means orange, you're glad he didn't say that. Most colors mean don't say it.
Yep.
But yeah. You say that's hysterical that you say I need colors because yep, I actually. She's
about to show.
See everything color coded shit.
Yeah, I actually color code my.
I lack the executive function, as my ex-wife would say, to even color code anything.
So, like, this is my.
Holy shit, look at that.
This is my work.
And you have ADD. Look at that. That is the most organized shit I've ever seen in my life.
Google Keep notes. And so, yeah, the color coded are for like. So the purple is for projects. Greens are Friday emails, which I send out
that's
every
too much.
Week. And like then future stuff is in this brown. Clinics, all the clinic stuff's in blue. Staff things are in yellow.
Yeah, too much. It's too much.
And yeah, so, but the whole thing is I do all that so that I can remember and I can appear organized. Because when you're an assistant manager, you cannot just run around appearing like you ain't got your shit together all the time.
That's what I do every day.
I try very hard.
Every day.
It's like my full-fledged job to like keep my ass organized.
To fool everybody.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
To fool everybody that I'm organized. No, I'm organized. That's
organized-ish.
Yeah, my mind just isn't organized. It's in Panama.
All right, well, I guess for this episode of the preview episode of Challenge USA, this woo-hoo. Has been Brian.
Amanda.
And Big Uncle Sweetie.
And I don't know, as we said about Danny, I'm excited to see him.
Woo woo!
The challenge.